This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A couple of years ago, we had a guy on the program who had had a job at Foursquare. He'd been an entrepreneur in residence at the high-profile Silicon Valley venture capital firm Andreessen Horowitz as well, but he had moved on to start a company making personal grooming products for people of color, specifically a shaving brand. The person in question was Tristan Walker. The brand was Bevel. The reason, as he told me then 2 years ago, was this.
You know, I reflect back on my experience of going to, you know, retail shop, you know, and having to get health and beauty products, having to go to the ethnic aisle, right? That's not really an aisle, it's a shelf. Then I have to reach to the bottom of that shelf for a package that's dirty. And then the joke that we like to say internally, you know, there's a photo of like a 65-year-old bald black gentleman in a towel on it, right? Like that entire second-class citizen experience is just, it's not great, right? You know, considering, you know, how much money we spend on these things, how much need we have for products that work, you know, how much purchasing power we have, right? I think having a respect for the customer is incredibly important, right? So this is more than just the products.
It has been a busy 2 years for Tristan Walker and his company, now known as Walker & Company Brand. So we got him back on the phone for today's installment of Conversations from the Corner Office. Tristan Walker, it's good to talk to you again.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
First of all, congratulations are in order, I suppose. You have now made it into Target with the Bevel.
Yes, we're very, very excited about that. Thank you so much, Kai.
Well, and more to the point, you're not, as you like to say, you're not in the ethnic aisle anymore.
Yeah. No, that's always been our dream, right? We wanted to ensure that our products had the dignity or were presented with as much dignity as other products within kind of that aisle. And I think we've succeeded in a very, very big way.
Last time we had you on, we talked a little bit about the, I guess the word is education curve, right? You had to educate people about why your products were needed. And I will say, in full disclosure, you had to educate me. Do you still find yourself having to do that?
Yes, we do. Absolutely, right? And that's why I think selling our products online direct to consumer allow us to do that in ways that a lot of the large incumbents cannot. But what we're finding, which is uniquely interesting, in the retail channel at Target, we're finding an entirely new kind of customer group, right? These are a lot of folks who are trading from the multi-blade razor shaving experience to the new single-blade shaving system experience that we're offering, because a lot of those customers are suffering from the problem that we're solving, shaving irritation.
Do you think, though, now that you have demonstrated some success, that the bigger consumer products companies, specifically, you know, shaving and personal grooming, are they going to look a little closer at you and say,
Yeah, I mean, ever since we started the company, I think they've been looking at us. Look, I mean, at Walker & Company, we have a 150-year vision, right, to build a brand or suite of brands that folks can be proud to support, right? Our vision is incredibly ambitious. We want every single person on the planet to experience a Walker & Company brand, right, where we're solving their unique problems that they're finding in health and beauty, right? We want to build something with as much legacy as a Procter & Gamble, with as much legacy as a Johnson & Johnson and Unilever, and we're not going to stop until we kind of give our all to that stead.
One of the reasons, besides the actual need for the products that you guys sell, one of the reasons that Walker & Company Brands gets the attention and that you get the attention is that you are a black guy in Silicon Valley, of which there are not many. Do you find Silicon Valley and the tech industry receptive to the way you are trying to do what you do?
So, I mean, I kind of start by answering, you know, I think a big reason why we get the attention that we do is because our products work. You know, we get, you know, a lot of folks that really want to talk about my own personal story, but Walker & Company is not about me, and I want to make that kind of clear to all customers. That said, I think Silicon Valley is growing a hell of a lot more amenable to companies like ours because we are proving that there is such a unique need for this thing. If you think about Walker & Company, a lot of folks when we started thought that it was a bad idea. Well, they were wrong. And now they're seeing that there's a significant opportunity to cater to the demographic groups that we're doing in the categories that we're doing it in.
How old are you? 30-something-ish, right?
I just turned 32.
Okay. So you are a young guy. I imagine, though, that you have you have young people of color coming up to you all the time saying, Mr. Walker, how do I do what you did?
Yeah, I mean, they inspire me. Right. You know, I have a not-for-profit also called Code 2040. And we get some of the highest performing black and Latino engineering undergraduates out here and kind of help them succeed in Silicon Valley. You know, they give me so much hope because they're seizing what ought to be, right? they ought to be here. They ought to be serving their community in ways that they hadn't previously. They ought to participate in the innovation economy. They give me the hope. And I'm very, very thankful for them.
How do you help them reconcile the idea that they have to get by, they have to do business in overwhelmingly white, overwhelmingly male Silicon Valley, and yet still be people of color and focus their attention there, too?
Yeah, I mean, well, I'd say a couple things. Number one, the fact that I am a person of color is not a weakness. It is a strength. It allows me to observe things that other folks will not, right? And it shows that I have some level of authenticity that a lot of other potential entrepreneurs might not have. You know, understand your strengths, right? Don't worry so much about your weaknesses. And the second thing that I'd say, you know, if you think about inequality or imposter syndrome, like, these are choices. I tell these folks, just perform and perform better than everyone else, right? And understand and appreciate your own personal strength as a person of color. And that will go a hell of a lot long way.
As you look around at some of the issues that we are having in this country right now with race and income inequality and economic opportunity, what do you think? You look at this and you say to yourself, Tristan, man, what?
Yeah, I mean, I'm incredibly frustrated. You know, I love this country, right? Only in this country is my story possible, right? And I really do appreciate that. And when I kind of hear some of the things that are, replete in bigotry and misogyny, and hear that rhetoric, I get incredibly upset. But I'm also hopeful, when I look at stories like our own, when I look at the stories of other entrepreneurs who are succeeding out here and people of color, we have hope. Right. And as long as I continue to have that optimism and hope, you know, I think we'll be in a very, very good place.
Tristan Walker is the founder and CEO of Walker & Company Brands. Tristan, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you, Kai.
We've got the rest of my interview with Tristan Walker on our Corner Office podcast. Subscribe, take a listen, let us know what you think. It is available wherever you like.